Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on finding God's purpose for your life was recorded at our 2018 Portland Gospel Truth Conference. And now, here's Andrew.
Getting killed in Vietnam, that was fine with me. And I know that there's some people that think, man, you're just saying that, but I meant it. And I proved it by my actions. And I was willing to do anything. And all of these young people that I influenced, they made that same decision. And we were under this false teaching. There was a man, I won't give you his name, but there was a man who was really popular, famous in the Baptist church. And he had a sermon entitled, Satan is God's Messenger Boy. And if you have a problem, it's like Satan may be the one tempting you, but he's like a dog on a leash. And God, he can only go as far as God will let him go. So if Satan is bothering you, it's because God let him do this to you. God is trying to work something redemptive in your life. So every negative thing that happens to you is God. God is responsible. And that is absolutely wrong. But that's what I was under. And long story. But anyway, I went and heard this man, and I got his reel-to-reel tapes. This is back before cassette tapes had come out. I got reel-to-reel tapes, and I brought them back, and I played them for this girl that I was dating. And anyway, on this tape, he gave an example about a young guy who was wanting to witness for the Lord, but he was introverted, he was shy. And so he just simply prayed and said, God, give me some kind of a cancer, so that I could show people I'm not afraid of death and that I could glorify you by me seeking you still, even through these things. Now, see, that's wrong. But this is a person who loved God to the point that they were willing to sacrifice their life. This is a person who had made themselves a living sacrifice. That part was good, but it was wrong to think that God is the source of this stuff. The Bible says every good and every perfect gift comes down from above. James chapter 1. So he was wrong in his theology, but he was right in his heart that he was committed to the Lord. So anyway, he prayed this prayer. The next day, he came down with leukemia, and he died of leukemia. He was a football player, and at his funeral, four people got born again. And this guy was using this as an example of how God gave him leukemia and did this to teach him something and to glorify himself. I brought that back and gave it to this girl. And because she had made that same commitment, she wanted to be a living sacrifice, she prayed that same prayer. And she asked God to give her cancer. The next day, she passed out. They rushed her to the hospital, and she had acute leukemia. And she came down with leukemia. And anyway, I was in Vietnam when she died. We were just dating, but anyway, her parents said that we were engaged, and they got me to come back through the Red Cross, and I was with her when she died, and she hemorrhaged and strangled to death on her own blood. And guess what? At her funeral, four people got born again. You know what? She was willing to give her life for the Lord, but that wasn't God. And if you don't renew your mind and understand what the Word of God teaches, just saying, oh God, I love you and I'm willing to do anything is dangerous. Satan will take advantage of it. He'll destroy you. I've seen it happen. I've seen people die from this. And you know, before I got my mind renewed in this area, when I got back from Vietnam, Jamie was one of this girl's best friends. And anyway, Jamie and I eventually got married. And the week before we were getting married, we had to go get a physical. You know, I was telling somebody this, and I don't guess they do this nowadays, but you had to get a physical back in those days to get a marriage license. And so I went to get a physical, and it turned out I had, yellow jaundice. And it's not life-threatening if you lay flat of your back for 6 weeks. I was supposed to get married the next week. I was pouring concrete for a living, and there was no way that I was going to lay flat of my back for 6 weeks. And they said, if you don't, you could go into a coma, and it could actually cause death if you just keep doing it. It's bed rest was the only way that you could deal with it. And I said, I'm not going to do it. And there's a lot of things. I'm trying to hurry up and share all this, but I had had three dreams. And in these three dreams, it was two dreams. Satan had come to me, and he was killing me in these dreams. And it was a terrible dream, and I'd wake up and think, well, it's only a dream. I remember going in the bathroom, and I dreamed that somebody was just jamming their fist into my face and beating me up and killing me. And when I went into the bathroom, I had blood all over me. It was a demonic attack. And I had rejected these dreams and said, this is not God. And I had rebuked them because they were just so negative. Well, I was 200 miles or at least 150 miles away from where I lived. I went into a Dairy Queen, and a woman from Houston, Texas, which was about 400 miles away from where I lived, was in the Dairy Queen. And she just walked up to me and she says, God speaks once, yea, twice, in visions of the night, in dreams, when deep sleep falleth on people. Quotation from the book of Job. She'd never seen me. I've never seen her. And she just walked up and she says, those dreams were from God that you've been rebuking. And man, all of the hair on the back of my neck stood up. And then this man who preached that message, Satan is God's messenger boy, came to our church. And then I found out that I had yellow jaundice. And if I didn't lay down for 6 weeks, I could go into a coma and it could kill me. And this man started prophesying that God is going to make a human vegetable out of you. You are going to go into a coma for 8 years. And he was prophesying all of this gloom and doom over me. And you know what? Jamie and I were sitting there. We went out to eat with this guy and the pastor and about 12 people from the church. And we were all sitting at this big table. And he was just prophesying how God was going to do these things and he was going to break me and do all of this. And because I had made this decision that God, I'll do anything. I'll be whatever. I'm a sacrifice. You know what? A sacrifice doesn't have the ability to choose. I was willing to have God do whatever. And because I was a living sacrifice, I was sitting here accepting this man's prophecy over me. And then the dreams and all of the supernatural things that happened, I was that close to being totally destroyed by this. And I was just sitting there and he was saying all of these things and Jamie and I were just sitting there crying. If this is God's will, it's all right. But the devil, man, he just, you know, if he had stopped right there, you'd have never heard of me. I'd have been dead. But man, he just kept pushing and kept pushing and kept pushing. And this guy finally says, you know, the worst part about it all, he had 7 incurable diseases in his body at one time. They actually ran an EKG on him and sent it to the lab. And the lab said, you ran an EKG on a corpse. And yet he was standing up and preaching an hour and a half at night. And he was saying it was God that did all of this stuff to him. If he would have just stopped right there, he'd have had me. But then he kept saying, and he says, the worst part about it all is for 8 years, God won't let me study the Bible. He's put me on a fast from Scripture. And I can't study Scripture. He wants me to just know Him without knowing the Word. Now, I didn't know much. I was willing to become a human vegetable. I was willing to be all of this. But man, I knew that your word, I meditate in it day and night. And when he said that, it's like the scales fell from my eyes. And I stood up in front of him and the pastor and everybody. And I said, that's the devil. I rebuked this. I renounced all of those things. And we got up and walked out of that church and never went back. And we got a lot of flack for it. But man, I didn't know much. But see, it was the renewing of my mind. I knew. I had tasted of the Word of God. I knew that God would never tell anybody not to study the Bible. And so if I hadn't have known that, if I hadn't have had my mind renewed just a little bit, Satan would have snuffed me out just like this girl that I was engaged to that died because she prayed wrong. Did you know every demon in hell comes when you start praying like that? One of the worst things you can do is pray sometimes. And I know some people, oh, that's a terrible thing to say. I've seen it firsthand that prayer can unleash the devil. Satan will take advantage of your prayers. There is a right and a wrong way to pray. I've got a book out there entitled A Better Way to Pray. Matter of fact, the very first thing that Jesus said when he taught on prayer in Matthew chapter 6, he says, don't be like the hypocrites because they love to pray. Hypocrites love to pray. Amen. I've had partners get up and leave when I said stuff like this. I'm not against godly prayer, but I'm just saying, just because you start it with Father and end it in Jesus' name does not mean you prayed correctly. You can loose the devil in your life through prayer. And I tell you, wrong teaching will destroy you. Satan comes through those things. So you have to have this, both of these things. You have to have a commitment to be a living sacrifice. God, not my will, but your be done. I love you, whatever your will is for me. You have to quit being self-willed. You have to humble yourself. But you also need to renew your mind, because if Satan can't stop you from making a commitment to the Lord, then he will take your commitment to the Lord, and if you don't know the truth, he will abuse you with it. And he'll convince you that God is the one who wants you to do these weird things and stuff. You've got to have your mind renewed by the Word of God. God will never, ever violate Scripture. God and the Word agree perfectly. I've had people accuse me of being word bound, that you're just bound by the Word of God. You can't listen to the Spirit of God at all. I had one man that his wife was one that just constantly criticized me. And so she came to me one time and she says, I had a dream about you last night. And she said, we landed on the beaches of Normandy and there was minefields there. And so as we approached these minefields, somebody gave us a choice. They said, here's a map. And here's a map of where every mine is, and you either follow that map or you can just listen to me and I'll talk to you and tell you when to step right, step left, do all of this. Now, which would you rather have? And she says, oh, I chose the voice and you're just bound by this map. And she says, that's a good illustration. You're word bound, but see, I listen to the Holy Spirit. And she thought that was going to really convict me. I said, man, this is great example.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on Created for a Purpose. This series was recorded at our 2018 Portland Gospel Truth Conference and includes 3 sessions taught by Creflo Dollar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM299 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the second CD when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
Hello, this is Andrew Womack, and I just would like to encourage you to help us get the gospel out through social media. We've sent out over 42,000 ministry responses to people who have contacted us through social media, and we would just like to see this increase. So we would like to see you like our Facebook page to share it with other people. We've had 9 salvations that we know of. Of course, there could be a lot more. 13 people baptized in the Holy Spirit. And many testimonies of healings and things that have happened through our live stream broadcast. So we would like to ask you to take just a few seconds to share our Facebook page and you be a minister of the gospel by sharing this with someone else.